Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, book lover, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about being uncomfortable, getting out of our comfort zone. So, who has ever been in a really uncomfortable situation and just loved it? Raise your hand. I'll wait. That's right, nobody. In my mind's eye, I can see none of you raising your hand whatsoever. It's because we don't like to be uncomfortable. We don't usually walk around on a regular basis thinking, how can I make myself uncomfortable today? We do things in patterns and in comfort. We tend to stay in our little bubble where we think we belong, where we're safe, and where everything is familiar, right? That sounds familiar, right? The problem is with comfort is that we fade. Our light starts to dim. Have you ever heard the expression, if you're not living, you're dying? We don't grow here. We don't change. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever noticed, but this podcast is called Adventuring the Girl Life, not comfortable in the girl life. If you are here listening to this show, then it means you want more. You want some adventure in your life, and you're here to find out how to get it. So how to get it is going to be getting out of your comfort zone to go and do something that scares you. Go afraid and do it anyway. So this weekend was my trip. I mentioned this earlier to you girls that I went on a trip, or I was going on a trip. So this past weekend I went. It was a trip to Nashville to a women's business conference. So I went to Nashville and I had to take 4 flights, 10 Ubers, and stay 2 nights in a hotel all by myself. Now, I know some of you are world travelers and you're sitting there thinking that I'm crazy because people do this all the time and it's no biggie. So what's your problem, sister? Okay, so side story here. I grew up in a small town. We never went on vacation where it required a flight to anywhere. And I immediately married my very type A husband, to whom I have relied on for lots of things for lots of years, like taking care of stuff like this. So when someone was mean to me, he took care of it. When I had a problem, he took care of it. And being married to someone who's a type A, I'm an introvert and he's an extrovert. It looks like this, in case you're wondering. So 2 years ago, we flew to the Bahamas, my husband and I, and it was the first time that I had ever been on an airplane. And of course, I was nervous then as well, but he became my own personal comfort zone in that scenario. I let him take care of the bookings. I let him take care of the flights. I let him take care of the house that we were staying in. And I knew that he would protect me in any of the situations that I might find myself uncomfortable in. So he became my own personal comfort zone. And I knew this about him. And we just fall into these patterns, you know, with our personalities. Like I said earlier, he's an extrovert and I'm an introvert. So it was very easy for me to let him take charge and do all of these things for me so that I didn't have to put myself in an uncomfortable situation. So of course, the day came, we're getting on the flights, and he was the one who was calming me down, helping me get through it. And he took care of everything. Now, this situation was just a little bit different, obviously. It was time for me to put my big girl panties on and do all of these things by myself. Now, that lump in my throat started to rise immediately. I started to sweat a little bit. The discomfort started to become very evident in me, and I was just a little bit on the afraid side. So, I decide I'm going. We get the trip all squared away. I decided I'm doing this. I'm going. I have to do this. I need to do it. And so it's now a month out. Everything's going to be fine. I've got time. I got 3 weeks out. Regular day, school, work, laundry, all the things. 2 weeks out. Regular day, school, work, laundry, all the things. Oh, yeah, and a girl's trip. Then 1 week out. Oh, Lord Jesus, I am leaving my babies in 4 days. And the panic starts to set in. Okay, now, I am going to be real, real bluntly honest with you girls, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be this honest with you because I want you to understand that you are not the only person who has irrational thoughts and fears. So my real fear here is most of you know that I have had miscarriages. So my real fear here is for me leaving my children motherless. Now, when you say that out loud, it sounds kind of silly, but this is a real thing. So while I was going through this particular hell of miscarriages, my fear is that I would lose the children that I already had. Okay? Just like I lost the others. And then it morphed into them losing me. So the enemy likes to try to tell me as often as he can, what if you leave them while you're pursuing your dreams? How selfish of a mother are you? What if your plane crashes? What if you die? What if you get into a car accident? What if your Uber driver is a murderer? These things sound so completely irrational outside of my head when I speak them out loud to you, but we all know how these things sound on the inside of our heads, don't we? We get bogged down and sucked into this reeling, fake scenario in our mind, and he tries to convince us, he tries to convince me that I don't need to step out. I don't need to do something new or exciting or possibly even great because what if, Jen, what if you lose? What if you're the one who goes after what you want and you fail? I hear that stuff all the time and I know you do too, but you know how you get rid of it? You do it anyway. You go afraid and do it anyway. Girls, I am here to tell you that you cannot listen to that madness. You need to just go and do it. You just cannot sit and listen to that. Fear will limit your life at every single turn you allow it to. It will hold you back from what God has planned for you. It will hold you back from the life that you want. It will hold you back from the success you deserve. And lastly, it will hold you back from helping the next girl that comes along with the same problem. I absolutely 100% believe that God has a plan for you, but he also has an alternate plan if you decide that you can't be the one. What if God has a plan for you and in return, it helps some other girl having the exact same struggle, but you decide that you're too afraid, that you can't do it. You can't possibly overcome this, whatever it is. I don't think that God will allow you to hold this other girl back. I think that he'll just pass her on to someone else who is willing to step out. Don't give your God-given opportunities to someone else because you're too afraid. Okay, let's think about it this way. Faith is the substance of things unseen, right? What do you think fear is? Doesn't faith and fear require you to believe in something that hasn't happened yet? Okay, I'm gonna step down off my soapbox now. But you're getting the gist, right? Okay, now for the trip. So I got on this plane and I cried before I left. And of course, my husband, like I'm walking through the little maze getting to the check area, and he's still standing there giving me this crazy look with these thumbs up, like, you got this. And I'm like, oh my God, you just need to leave. I'm like, just leave me alone. I can do it, but you have to go. So he's laughing. And then, of course, I start laughing in the midst of my crying. And I did it. I went through security. and I went and got on my plane, and I prayed the entire time. I prayed that the pilot was sober. I prayed that the plane was working. I prayed that security caught every single thing that wasn't supposed to be on that plane. I prayed that I would go and have a great time and be blessed and receive the message that I needed, and then turn right around and get back on that plane and go home safely. And guess what? I did. It was an amazing trip. We took pictures. I met new friends. I honestly wasn't tied down to anyone else but me. You know, sometimes how when you're with people, you just stick to doing things with them? Well, because I went by myself, it was an amazing blessing. I walked around and met new people. I hired a photographer while I was there. And I also got to mark something off of my bucket list that I didn't even realize I was going to get to do until I got there. I will tell you about that in the crowning moment, okay? Girls, you have got to go afraid and do it anyway. That is what we are here to do. We adventure this awesome, beautiful, refreshing girl life that we have been given. And we have to go. We have to adventure. Now go out and be awesome and adventure on, because that is what God has called you to do. And now on to our crowning moment and flop moment of the week. If you are just joining us, this is where I let all my human hang out for you girls, that you can see that there are good parts of the week and there's also bad parts of the week. So here are my crowns and flops. So like I just said, I was traveling, and girls, my flop was that I did not eat as well as I had planned. I know I have heard my husband and others say more than once how hard it is to eat well when you're traveling. And I honestly, I don't travel that much, so I really just thought that it was an excuse, that it was your way out of not making the effort. And I would like to gladly open my mouth and insert my foot at this point in time. So just traveling over the last 3 days, it was very difficult to find healthy food. I actually went to pretty busy airports, which means they had more food options available. But you're worried about the time and your flights and the Uber times, and everything is so jumbled and different. And it's definitely something that I have not been used to. So it was very hard for me just to sit down and make sure that I had the time to grab something healthy. So of course, I just grabbed what I could when I could. And so this is something that we are going to explore further in future episodes. We will definitely be discussing how to eat well when traveling. Okay, sisters, now on for the crowning moment of the week. You would think that the crowning moment for me would have been going on this trip. And yes, it was an awesome, awesome trip. And I was so excited that I did it and it was successful. But I have seen these angel wing mural pictures all over Instagram and Facebook before. People go in front of these angel wings and they take pictures. And I thought to myself, the first couple of times that I saw them, I have got to do this. They are beautiful and they look so fun and so inspiring. And one day I would love to do that. So, newsflash, I found them. At the time, as I arrived in Nashville, I didn't remember that the angel wings were there, but there was an app that they gave us for the event, and it had suggestions of what to do in the area, and it talked about going to see the murals. And it was like this light bulb just went off in my head, and I remembered that the angel wings were in Nashville. So what did I do? I found a photographer at the event. We went on our lunch break to take pictures in front of the murals, and I stood in line. Yes, there was a line to get to these gorgeous angel wings. This mural, if you have never seen it, is an entirely black wall, and these angel wings are painted completely white. They look like lace, and they are like 10 feet tall. I don't know how large they are, but they are gorgeous, and I could not wait to get my picture taken in front of them because I knew it was something that I had wanted to do, and I was there, and it was my opportunity. And so I went and stood in the line, and as soon as I got up there, I threw my hands up in the air, so excited to be standing in front of something that I had wanted to accomplish for a couple of years now. And it was so rewarding. It was so rewarding, girls, to do something that I had put on my list that I was now going to be able to cross off. And I'm going to post the pictures for you so you can go on my Instagram account and see them. And you know what? I would absolutely love to hear from you girls. If there is anything that you have got on your bucket list that you cannot wait to get accomplished, or if there's something that was on there that you got accomplished that you marked off, let me know so I can give you a shout out on the podcast. I want to see all of you girls accomplishing things and going on adventures in your life. I want to know what you're going and doing. Oh, okay. That is it for this week, girls. It has been an emotional and adventurous ride, and I am so glad that you have been with us here to listen, and I hope that you have been inspired. I appreciate you. Please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so that more girls can grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on!